This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 864-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trista Crick going to join us 1 hour from right now. We'll take a look around the rest of the league as well.
Real quick, did you explain why, like, the receipts and stuff like that? Or is that what you were talking about when you said with Trista, like?
Yeah, I was texting with Trista. Like, I don't have a lot of – I feel like I'm, for the first time, losing confidence in this group. Mm. And then, you know, she does not like Zach LaVine. And was like, I just seen him disappear too many times. And it was like, yeah, I need something. Like, show me something here in this fourth quarter. Like, again, it's that thing. When did you think the Kings were going to win the game? I didn't. I absolutely did not think they were going to win that game. Very thankful they did. And I did the thing, and I cheated too, because when games get like that, like, I can't stand it, especially when I'm by myself. I'm just sitting there, like, on the edge of the, and you know, we had just gotten home.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there on the edge of the couch watching those last few minutes, and you know, YouTube TV, so it's a little behind. I pull up the Apple Sports app, which has the funniest thing with that app was the Klay Thompson shot, because the score changes on the app before it changes on my TV.
Yeah.
And when a game gets like that, I want to know what's happening. Mm. And so Klay hits the shot, and I'm like, I think only like 2 seconds went off the clock. And it's the thing where it's like, oh, it froze. This thing's broken. God damn it. You wait for the play to play out, and you're like, oh, it was one of those. Great.
That was brutal. And we've talked a lot glowingly about DeRozan. I couldn't believe, because he had such a great game.
Yeah.
And I understood what he was like. You got a layup, go make the layup. Like, I get people wanting you to dribble out and foul. You got a layup, go make the layup. And when I, you know, when they played the replay and I saw what happened, and I just have my hands on my head. I said, I can't, no way. Because I don't know how you missed that layup. I don't know how that happens. If you're going to go for the layup, how do you shoot it in the hoop? I said, oh, no, well, no, no, no.
And then you had someone yelling, he stuck his hand through the basket. DeMar had stuck his hand through the basket. Okay. All right. Because I'm like, I'm ready to go. I'm like, yeah, he stuck his hand through the basket. Oh, that was DeMar.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? But you know what play was worse? Even, I mean, Klay's capable. You know what play really frustrated me was the Kyrie layup.
Yeah, I understand it, though.
Why? Like, no.
Because you don't want to foul him. That's the tough part of that. That's why, as a Jason Kidd in that situation, get the ball, go get the easy two. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm wrong, but get away from him. You don't want no and one. You want to make sure he doesn't take any threes. So you're overplaying. You're overplaying the 3-point line. So when you're overplaying that, you're going to have a wide open lane. And then once he starts going, you don't want to do it. There is a way to do it without giving up that quick and that easy of a layup. But I understand the conundrum you might be in as a defensive team in that situation, especially with a guy like Kyrie who's so good at drawing fouls and drawing and-ones. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. That was tough. And then I can't
it's
even
like get 4 seconds.
Yeah, it was quick. It was quick. And then I can get mad. And once again, maybe I would be wrong. I definitely would be wrong as a player and as a coach. But that inbounds play is going on, and I can't lie. I forgot about Klay Thompson. I was like, there's Kyrie. There he is. There he is. No. Stay. Nah. Hey, bring the other guy there. And then all of a sudden, just a little pin down screen for Klay Thompson. I said, oh, crap, I forgot he was on the team.
Well, when the ball didn't go to Kyrie, because I saw the score change, when the ball didn't go to Kyrie, I was like, who's that? Oh, God. And then he gets that he still has the absurd release.
Yeah.
That lightning quick, and it's just real quick. Oh, that's Klay. Oh,
damn it. Great.
Klay,
damn it! It's just on
Klay
the screen
just
right
crossing
now.
States, beating us now. Huh? That's what we're doing,
and that's what I thought about too. I was like, "It's Klay again." It doesn't matter what jersey he's in; it's Klay again. I was off a couple of times last night. I ain't gonna lie to you guys. When they blocked Kyrie's shot and it goes out of bounds, and there's point two left. Mm-hmm. I said, "All right, Doug, all right, hey." Get Alex Lynn in there for the inbound. I said, get Alex Lynn. And for about 10 seconds, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. He's not on the team no more.
Bet you wish you had Alex Lynn now, don't you?
They had nobody tall left. I was like, damn.
Could be with your Lakers eventually, though.
That's
He's
true.
Not going to the Pacers,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what did you
that.
Just say?
He could go to your Lakers.
I thought that's what you said. Stop, bro. That's not the case. People, once again, I keep telling you guys, people believe you guys when you say this. I'll be going around the Golden 1 Center. People, okay, Lake Show, like that's my team. Bro, it's not.
You sound like De'Aaron when I was talking to him mad about the Castle video. It was like, De'Aaron, I understand what you meant, but that's your face and your words. Like, we don't have to interpret anything.
Okay,
no,
Lake Show.
That's
no,
you.
No, you and yes, it's, there is something to
you.
Interpret.
There's
yes, I was talking
interpret.
About Carmelo getting a job.
I think if we, I'm not positive, if we go a step further, that
but,
doesn't add up to me. Carmelo Anthony just signed with the Lakers, by the way.
Have that
okay,
available?
Lake Show.
What the hell?
I'm sorry, excuse me?
It's just right, bro.
It's right there on the
what
screen.
What the hell was that?
Okay, so the story's always been told that like you were happy for Carmelo, but watching the video back, that seems
looks
like I'm happy
it?
The Lakers got Carmelo.
What?
Like you're happy for the Lakers that they got that
looks
player, not
different.
Happy for the player that he went there.
I was happy Carmelo was getting a job. What? Why are you? What?
I don't.
And then why is that still on there?
You know, I just never deleted it.
No,
well, delete it.
The fact that we can throw flashbacks is amazing.
Oh, that's pretty. If we could just hit the little.
Oh,
like
yeah. We are a TV show.
And then voila. That doesn't add up to me. Carmelo Anthony just signed with the Lakers, by the way.
Okay. Lake Show.
Yeah, smile.
Yeah, that's
on
for
his
the team, bro.
Everything.
That's for the team.
Look at that. Bro. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I was happy for my boy Melo, man. 7 p.m. in Brooklyn or whatever the podcast is.
I'm going to try to say this real quick because I know a lot of people are messaging about it, man. We lost a good one today. Whew. Our guy, Big Al. Mm. Now, Big Al isn't the guy who used to call the show. Mm-hmm. Big Al is the guy who taught me the game. He was the midday host at 102.5.
Man. Sorry, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's tough, man. That's tough. His legacy, clearly with you, lives on. And then
man.
You teach the game to others as well, man. And it's going to live on.
First
man.
Event I ever did, I was like, man, I don't really want to hang posters. Like, I want to do what you do. I was like, all right, well, let me talk to Byron and see if you could come in and, you know, we'll pick a day you could come hang out. And He threw me in the deep water. He was like, all right, going to show you how to answer phones, going to show you how to talk to people, going to show you how to run this board, which looks a lot different than the one we ran right now. But he did middays over there. He taught me a lot. He did afternoons for a while and went over to Good Day Sacramento. We last hung out with him. It was 1 year ago, almost to the day, at the Humidor. Yeah. When the Humidor opened, he was out there. It was my first time seeing him in a while.
Yeah.
And he talked about
you're good, buddy. You got it, man. You got it. You're all right.
He talked about how proud of this show he was because he was the only black dude on the radio when he was at KSFM. And he was so proud of what we built here, and he was listening from afar, man, and we lost him.
Yeah.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Prayers, good dude.
Yeah, and good family. I definitely didn't know him to the level that you did, but when he did meet me at the Humidor and we spoke, it was just love and love and respect, and has so many kind words and encouraging words to say to me for somebody that he had never met.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And like I said, not as many experiences with you, but the one that I did, it's something that left a lasting impression, man. So, and then I'm just familiar with what he's done in his city in general, man.
No doubt.
He left a legacy. It's, we're gonna make sure it lives on, and RIP to a good one, man.
We'll come back with more D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320. Let's get to the Elk Grove Kia talk line, man. 916-909-1320. Manny, what's happening, baby?
What's up? What's up, y'all? Hey, when I first moved to Sacramento, and I would have to take this drive to Pittsburgh every day to go to work and back in the mornings, I was always looking for something to listen to other than just my music. I was when I was first introduced to Big Al, and I would listen to him all the time. I'll call in and talk to him every once in a while, and he has Chicago roots, so I'd catch him every once in a while somewhere, and we would talk about Chicago stuff and like reminisce about locations or whatever. And like, he's always a good dude, always willing to talk to anybody, always had the biggest smile on his face more than anybody I ever seen. And I'm generally like choked up about it, because like I love that dude, man. I haven't caught him in a while, but I'd always like at least not see stuff he posts and interviews he does and everything, and always like kind of just, you know, like to post and make a comment or whatever. But just, man, had nothing but the greatest dude, man. And we're all at a loss for this one. So
yeah,
just wanted to share that.
Appreciate you. Definitely. Yeah, Chicago native. Big Al was, man. He loved his hometown of Chicago, boy. He absolutely did. 916-909-1320. E-Biz, what's happening, bro?
Yo, bro, I'm on break, man. And I thought I was tripping when I heard you say Al died. And, you know, I met you back in 2005. You know, when I worked at the radio station, I worked at, you know, KSFM, and he was the main person that I wanted to go with in his show with. I know he was on, wasn't it 10 to 2, right?
Yep, 10 to 2 or 10 to 3, I think it was.
Yeah, So I used to go up in there with him. He was the person that would always let me go up in there with him. I used to answer phones, and he was the one that was showing me around a lot. And I'm always remember him, man. I remember one time I met Akon, and Akon was in the studio with us, and like, Akon's a good dude, man. And like, for some reason I was thinking I wasn't gonna really be able to talk to him, but you know, Al, he went ahead and let me roll. I was able to talk to him, and you know, somebody who I really looked up to there, man. And I thought I was tripping at first when you said he died. I don't know if you saw, I started texting you. I was like, wait, when? Like, yeah. You know, but.
I hear you, bro. Yeah, it's tough, man. I actually remember that day with Akon. I remember when he pulled up. I was real good about. He was never big in the room, man. He would always, you know, if he was in there with someone, he was going to introduce you. If he was doing an interview with anyone, Sean Paul, whatever big stars used to roll through radio stations, man. Lil Jon pull up, Ricky Rose pull up. He's going, if you in the room with him, he's going to make sure that you're introduced, man. He was just that type of person. And so our love goes out to his brother Tet and his whole family, the Good Day family. And then everybody who got the opportunity to listen to him.
One of the things, and this is, you know, this is how legacies live on. This is how, you know, good people just kind of continue doing good things throughout generations. Is you talked about how when you first got started and you told Big Al, like, I don't want to do this forever. Like, I want to do what you do or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, well, I'm going to help you get there. I've seen you with, especially the younger people, but like anybody that comes through here that's not on the sales side, right? You, the first thing you said, like, what do you want to do? They're like, oh, I wanted to, like, no, what do you want to be on the air? And more times than not, say, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, let's figure out how to get it done. And that's a direct correlation of what happened to you and how somebody treated you. You'll do that to somebody. And then if it's Joe Brazil, do the same thing. And it keeps going on and on. And that's how, I think that's how you keep a legacy of helping people, yeah. and helping people get to where their goals are and what they want to do, man. So he lives on for sure.
Yeah, paying it forward, man. Paying it forward. People in this industry are so scared to do that because they don't want to be replaced. At some point, we're going to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we're replaced by people who are better at this than what we do. And it just continues to build because our number one priority is the people listening to this show. And one day we ain't going to be funny no more.
Some would say I'm not funny now.
Well, I would, but... Or one day Jerry Jones is going to pass away. Then what are we going to do with the impressions?
Well, I'm never going anywhere, you know, and... I saw Casey last night tag me on Instagram and his little drink video. And look, I was at Martin's and I got a little chuckle out of it. But I do want the Mavericks to win so bad
that
it upsets me when they don't.
That is the best bit of the videos is like I always stop it because I always see it on Instagram. I don't know if it goes to Twitter. I always see it on Instagram. And just to see who tagged. And my favorite was you tagged Luca and just wrote still. I don't know why I found that funny. But
one time, I forgot who it was. Let's just say, I think it was AJ Brown. But let's just say AJ Brown. And I don't think he had an Instagram. So it was like AJ.Brown or something like that. And he was an Eagles fan. I think he was an Eagles fan. But the guy responded, like, this isn't the real AJ Brown. I said, so?
So what? Still getting tagged in the video. Luca's seen the video like, I'm glad y'all won. What you tagging me for?
You see, Dirk was there. Dirk said, to hell with the Mavericks.
Bro, that had to have been the biggest slap to the Dallas Mavericks last night, where Dirk is like, no, I'm going to fly to L.A. and support Luka Doncic's debut.
That is... Look,
only thing that would have been better is if Mark Cuban was right there next to him.
Right. I don't know what I would do if I was a Mavs fan. This is devastating.
Yeah, I can't imagine being a fan of a basketball team that should have Luka and didn't.
Well, what's worse? Should have had Luka and didn't, or you had him, you saw what he was, and you still said move on.
Mavericks bailed the Kings out. Mavericks are way worse. You got like five straight All-NBA selections, first-team selections. Mm. Come on, man.
Even, like, because it's still indefensible, but maybe you look at Vlade and like, I don't know, we got De'Aaron Fox, or I don't know, he doesn't take the game seriously. I'm not going to take a chance. Didn't see him in the league at all. Like, he's going to be good, but how good is he really going to be?
Mm-hmm.
I'm passing on him. All right, indefensible, but whatever. You saw this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You saw who he was for 7 years.
Said nah.
And as a Mavericks fan, I had that. And I would be able to say, oh, I've seen it. I know where it's going to go. He's already given us a bunch of memories. Luka's also one of those players, even though I'm not crazy about like his overall game, and all, I've picked it apart a number of different times.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a box office element to Luka, to seeing Luka. It's different than, I don't know. I don't know what player, but it's like, it's the way Kyrie, watching Kyrie play is different than watching take whatever guard. De'Aaron Fox to a certain degree. Like Kyrie, there's a box office appeal to Kyrie that DeMar DeRozan doesn't have. You know what I mean? Luka has that. Luka's like, yo, this guy is exciting to watch. Like, it's a treat to watch him, and you just took that away from me. I could not. I don't know what the Mavs fans do. I don't know when or how they get over this one.
Maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. I didn't realize. I knew it had been a while since we'd seen Luka. He hasn't played since Christmas. That was his first game last night since Christmas. Again, I knew it had been a while, but I don't think I realized it had been that long.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either.
Of course, January felt like 7 months, when in fact it was just one. But yeah, it had been since Christmas.
I know you saw dude get thrown out of the arena last night.
There was a couple people got thrown out of the arena last night. Yeah, that's why I said they needed that win so bad and couldn't get it. Now, not our problem. We've lived that life before. That's not our issue. But I don't know how it gets better there.
I don't either.
Like, I'd love to ask, you know, Mark or Doug, what was the energy in that arena? You know, especially that was a point where, you know, we talked about the Kings being down 12. There was a point the Kings were up a little bit. What was the energy in that arena? What was that energy in the arena before the game started? What was the energy in the arena when the game ended? I didn't realize until well after the fact, it was sometime this morning, that Jason Kidd didn't do a media availability last night.
I saw that last night too, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I think
it's probably time to fire some people.
Who? The general manager?
Harrison, yeah. I mean, the owner seems like he was kind of in on it too. But
yeah, it doesn't sound like they, it doesn't, he didn't.
Sell the team, I guess.
They just did that.
Sell it again.
He hasn't even appreciated it.
Whoever was in on this, like, you guys gotta go.
Somebody, Mark Cuban, say that the owners failed their physical.
Like, what do you think? Like, and I don't know what the process is. It gets sent to the league. I don't know exactly what that means. Does, like, a fax come across Adam Silver's desk?
Yeah, I don't know how they do it now. Fax would make sense. I don't know how they do it now.
Like, what did the league think when that message came through?
They had to have called.
Did someone go like, hey, we just got this weird message.
Imagine being the first person to see it. Like you're the like, it comes across your desk first. Yeah.
I want to talk to that guy.
I would have just stuffed it in my pocket. We're not doing this.
Maybe we'll run into him this weekend. I want to find him and talk to him.
Okay, and would David Stern have said, no,
he would have picked up the dude's computer and broken it in half.
Here's the question. How many times do you think David Stern said no?
At least
man.
Once.
Well,
at least once.
We only know of one. We only know of one. That's a good question. How many trades have attempted to be executed? Well, normally it's public before it goes to the league.
Yeah. But that's also
the Chris Paul public was the Chris Paul trade was public before it went to the league.
That's also post the birth of Twitter.
You think
so, David's so in 93 how many trades did David Stern say?
That's a good point. Yeah. No. Oh, that's a good point. Oh, I'd love to know.
Go back and figure something else out. We're not doing this. Yeah.
Did David tell Michael Jordan to go play baseball for a couple years instead of be suspended?
That's the urban legend.
Imagine the Lakers tried to trade Magic Johnson to the Clippers or something for a first round draft pick. And David Stern, no.
We're not doing this. Figure something else out.
No.
I do that. That's the urban legend. Shout out to my girl Sherlyn Baltimore. She says yes, he did tell him to go play baseball. I feel like that would have gotten out by now. I think Michael was the
it would have been the great reveal in the thing, the movie, the doc,
and the Last Dance.
Yeah,
I do really feel Michael was like burnt out. Like, I think he was, like, completely burnt out on being...
I think he was broken. Like, his dad died.
That, too.
Yeah, like...
That, too. Even before that, like, with the... Like, if...
His dad didn't just die. His dad was murdered.
Right. The 93 finals, you see some footage of, like, NBA films footage. He looked done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looked out of gas completely.
Randy Brown's stupid ass trying to take the ball from him.
Well, that was 96.
That was 96? Which, that was the Father's Day one. Mm-hmm. That was, okay, yeah. That was 96. Okay.
93.
The first one back.
Just after winning. Mm-hmm. The winning wasn't after the elation. It didn't feel like, the elation was gone, and he's in the locker room like, just, I have nothing left. Like, I'm done. And then you combine the fact that his father was murdered.
Yeah.
I do think he walked away on his own.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, next conspiracy. Do you think David had anything to do with the ref thing? Because, like, that gets told as if it was just Tim Donaghy, but I don't think it was just the Tim Donaghy thing.
Yeah, no,
like,
I think David had trash.
What
you mean the ref?
Like, as far as just kind of put a lid on it, Tim's going to be the fall guy.
They got one guy.
Yeah.
Mm. You know who Tim Donaghy is? He's Lee Harvey Oswald. He's the lone gunman. Every time they phrase, it's the lone gunman. It's the lone gunman. He acted alone. Every time they referred to Tim Donaghy, they referred to him as disgraced official Tim Donaghy. They're doing that is a strategic effort to make sure you believe there is only one. There is no chance there was only one.
And what you mean like betting on games?
Yes.
Okay. I agree. This doesn't mean he had to be betting on the games, but wasn't the one guy like a CIA agent or something like that?
Yeah, Donnie Brasco.
That's not a name I was thinking. I was thinking of...
No, he's not. No, so...
What was his name? He was a pretty popular ref.
Yeah, I don't remember what official's name it is, but he was like a... and I don't think Donnie Brasco is about him, but like he's...
Oh, that there's a... movie or a show of Donnie Brasco?
No, Donnie Brasco is not the referee.
It's like, I don't remember that ref. It was like, it was Javy. Wasn't it Javy?
Steve Javy?
Yeah, I think it might have been Steve Javy.
I think Stanley wants to yell at you. Let me look this up real quick. Stanley, go ahead, man.
You know, I've been listening to you all, and you know what? I don't wish bad on nobody. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you all have been making a clown of yourself right here talking about, Mr. Jerry Jones, he's getting you. Well, you know what? I hope Mr. Jerry Jones buys KIFM. And the first thing I hope he do is he get rid of both you of Kenny Caraway and you, Mr. Barlin. I hope he slaps you in the face. Now, you think you slick, don't you? You think you are, but let me tell you something. You can be replaced, and I hope Mr. Jerry Jones is the one who replaced both of you.
But Jerry Jones going to do the show by himself?
Stanley, is still there? Stanley, what you think about Schottenheimer? Brian Schottenheimer, what you think about the new coach?
I think we're going to do great things.
You going to be better than the Eagles next year?
Yes, I think so. It's a year-to-year thing. Things happen. And you know what? Dak Prescott will be back.
Oh.
Man.
Michael Parsons will be back. But I'll tell you one team that won't do so well.
Yeah.
It'll be the 49ers.
What do they got to do with the NFC East?
I didn't say it had anything to do with this NFC East, did I?
Hey, we're going to smack y'all up again. You're lucky I don't think we play y'all next year. We'll smack y'all up again, man.
You're talking about what you did. You didn't win. You didn't even win as many.
We beat
games
you all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Hey, you know what? When you win your next Super Bowl, let me know, okay? And just remember, we've won a Super Bowl more recently than you have.
I ain't worried about that, Stanley. I ain't worried about that. Appreciate your call. I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about that, Stanley.
I love the way Stanley says 49ers.
49ers.
I can't lie. If Jerry Jones buys a station and gets his show out the paint, like, all right.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
He said Jerry Jones would slap us across the face.
We lost there, I guess.
Jerry doesn't have the strength to slap either one of us.
I would never slap you, Damien. I just really enjoy listening to when I'm at Morton's.
I listen to D'Lo and KC at Morton's, huh? Okay. Well, that would explain why Kenny got the treatment that he did. I had remembered this number. I couldn't remember the exact numbers. Shout out to Kyle Mattson for sending it to us. Scott Foster received 134 phone calls from Tim Donaghy between October 2006 and April of 2007.
Man.
No reason. Just best buds. What are you doing today, Scott?
I don't even think my girl gets 134 calls from me in that time frame.
How do I would really like to know how you fix a game like that. Because I've always been of the belief, like, you can do whatever you want. Like, unless the players are involved, it can't be fixed. It can be steered in a certain direction, maybe, but they got to make or miss.
And maybe that's maybe it's one of those. It's not fixing; it's influencing. Mm-hmm. How can you influence the course of this game? Can you slow it down by calling more fouls? Can you get so and so to the line, you know, to shoot more free throws to get the point total up? Like
I think Allen Iverson talked about one time they kept calling carries on him or whatever, just kind of hyper focusing on the way he dribbles, stuff like that, or maybe kind of let it be, but not today. We're calling it.
Yeah, same thing they did with Jordan Poole.
I think it's Bob Delaney.
Bob Delaney is the guy. Is the guy. Steve Javy was also a good ref. Well,
he was
he's
a
famous ref.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He was a good referee.
I don't remember. He was
regularly a finals referee.
Yeah. Well, so is.
Well.
So is, right. What's the dude right now? Is it Foster?
Scott Foster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the finals all the time, too.
But Bob Delaney, New Jersey State Trooper. Yeah, professional basketball referee.
That's what he was, a state trooper.
No, there it is. Delaney worked as an undercover officer as part of an operation known as Project Alpha.
Mm.
For some reason, I think Project Alpha ties into Donnie Brasco.
Mm.
You've never seen the movie Donnie Brasco. Very good movie. I think you would like it.
When was it made?
I don't know. It's a Johnny Depp movie. Al Pacino's in it.
It's my boy Al Pacino.
1997.
Okay, that's my boy Al Pacino right there.
Someone in the chat says we should get Jontay Porter on the phone.
Sure.
Is that possible? Can we get Jontay Porter from jail?
I don't want to talk to him.
Is he in jail?
He's going.
I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to.
The ins and outs of the betting and, hey, Jonte, like, how does it work? How do the refs do it?
No, don't get me involved in anything him or Terry Rozier got going on. Don't need to bring me into court.
That's got to be, like, just terrifying playing basketball while the feds are investigating you. I don't even know how you focus on that at that point.
We're going to be talking to DeJounte and ask him a question. And in the background, somebody's going to say, don't say. Yeah, I don't want no problems with I'd like to know. Yeah, I'd like to know, but no.
D'Lo and Casey exclusive?
I'll learn secondhand. Don't be getting me involved in nothing they got going on. But, yeah, so you guys think Donahue was the one that got caught for wagering on the games, but there were plenty more who did.
Donahue was the fall guy.
Yeah, I believe that. I think there was more involved.
There was a second shooter on the grassy knoll, I'm positive.
Is that the same or akin to fixing the games? Like, would you say they fixed the games?
No. Yeah.
No. Do I think they influenced the outcome of a game? If that's fixing, then yeah.
Yeah, like, I can
win or loss, like, the league knew that they were wanting the Lakers to win.
Oh, do I think that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think the league did that.
He just, when they did their investigation on Donahue, they found out more, and they just threw it all on him. Mm-hmm. I can believe that.
Yep.
I can believe that.
So I feel like if you find out, like, yes, all of our referees are betting on these games, like, that can shut you down, no?
Yeah, like, that ends your existence.
Yeah.
Like, you lost all of your credibility.
Yeah, you just throw it on the one guy and you can survive after that.
Yeah.
Why don't people think NFL referees are doing that? Why is that an exclusive to the NBA?
The NBA actually got
caught. Because they had a guy. The NFL hasn't had a guy yet.
You could sell me on a ref not a ref being horrible. I'll believe that. Then you show me, like, that. Like, all refs are just not generally great.
True. But
like every sport, we complain about umpires, NFL refs, NBA refs. We complain about them all. Any sport.
If an NBA official gets caught for wagering on games, I'd find it hard pressed. He's the only referee in sports that would do that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's what I think.
Yeah.
So like, I wouldn't. Obviously, it's in their league, so it's hyper focused to their league. But my mind would be like. I've always said it feels easier to have influence on an NFL game, because you can call holding when you want to. You can call pass interference when you want to. You can all these things. Like, they saw, well, you know, if they wanted to, they can call it on every play. Well, you could pick and choose which play you want to call it on. So my mind was always like, yeah, they're probably all of them, balls and strikes, all this other stuff. You know the famous Levon Hernandez game? You seen those clips?
No, I don't think so.
Levon Hernandez, the Marlins against the Braves. Okay. 97. I've got to pull this. And at some point today, you'll see these highlights. This strike zone is crazy. I think it was Eric Gregg who was the umpire. There should have been an investigation about something after this game.
They're bringing up Eric Lewis, the breath for the Celtics, and all that with the whole Patrick Lewis, Beverly. Yeah. He was clean. He didn't cheat. All right, he just retired. That's all that was.
Well, big Celtics fan.
I think the Celtics were like 26-2 every time he refed.
Sleepless nights.
Seems like a good time to remind you can download the Prize Picks app today.
That's right.
Use the code KIFM. Get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup.
Yeah, I took an L on some Beam money last night, but it's okay. I'll be right back at it. You know, we got college basketball. We got big-time college basketball going on tonight. We got some Tennessee and Kentucky are playing. We got Auburn and Vanderbilt. And then my boys, Michigan, taking on Purdue. Go blue. We about to smash them. That's just what it is. We about to smash them, boys. But if you want to get your lineup going on, go over to Prize Picks. Like my man said, put the promo code KIFM in there and you get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 regardless of the outcome. It's all there for you with your first $5 lineup. Must be present in certain states. PrizePicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game.
DC, hang tight. We'll talk to you. We'll get to the Elk Grove Kia talk line, 916-909-1320 in just a heartbeat. Plus, Trista Crick at the top of the hour. Steelo and KC, Sacramento sports leader, ESPN 1320.
D-Lo, we're out here making fan rules, making fan commandments.
It's about time someone did this. I'm glad we stepped up.
And we were trying to figure out, yeah, shout out to Jesse for that. We were trying to figure out, because it all started with Leezy, the NBA fan free agent.
Okay.
Leezy's 37 years old.
It's okay.
And getting a new team.
He's not that old.
We said, wait a minute.
Leezy's like 22.
Well, he's around there. We said, all right, man.
Buddy Hield age. We don't know.
we don't know.
We said, all right, man. At what age do you need to get your team and stick with it?
Never.
Well, you're wrong. We're writing the commandments.
Yeah, whoa,
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely wrong.
I don't have a team.
And we said.
You do.
Yeah, but you never really had a team.
Well, he does. He does. If you poke at him, there's a team where it's like, what'd you do that for?
No, like if we go down their history,
yeah,
he says that's enough.
He has a team.
Had. Past tense.
But he never really had a team. Like, never really. Ohio State's your team. Like, that's the
like
closest
Ohio State.
Thing. That's the closest
thing. I mean, the Kings are, but.
Yeah. So me and Jesse, we decided, and I think it's accurate and fair.
Mm-hmm.
13 years old. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure it
you
out.
You
got to
make
13.
Life decisions at 13 years old.
Your favorite sports team, yes. Because you're old enough to watch, like, know which players are going where. You're old enough to be aware of what's going on in the league and all that.
Yeah.
So, yes.
And I talked to my son 2 years ago. He's 12 right now. 2 years ago, he's like, oh, I kind of like this player. So I kind of like, oh, I like, you know, I like Giannis. And I said, all right, you got 2 years to figure this out. Once you get to 13.
Treat him like he's in college.
The circumstances or the seriousness of the situation is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out. I think he's locked in. You know, I had to do some negotiating because he doesn't come from a stable sports family.
Well.
So I got the 49ers. He's rocking with the Niners with your boy. I lost him in baseball. He's with the Yankees. I can deal with that.
And Jazz is Cowboys, right?
Yeah. Poor soul. Her and Stanley. Well,
be careful. It's her birthday and Valentine's coming up. You about to be broke by Sunday.
Oh, man. I just trying to make it. Just trying to make it to March.
No wonder you're going to the All-Star game. You ain't going to have a penny left.
Since November, I've been trying to just make it to March.
I got you.
I lost him on baseball. He's rocking with the Yankees. And I'm okay with that. He's with the Warriors. But I've started to sprinkle some seeds. And I said, what you going to do when Steph leaves? You going to stay with him?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't know. I got to see what they do.
He's going to be a Laker fan.
Let him know it's going to be cold for Christmas when Steph's gone.
He's going to be a Laker fan.
He ain't going to like
He's from L.A.
Man, he's from L.A. He'll tell anyone who listens he's from L.A.
Hey, Luke is there. Hey, he might be a Lakers fan.
He was crip walking during the halftime show the other day. He was up there like Serena.
A Clippers fan before a Lakers fan. But the moral of the story is he's got less than a year to decide. I think he's pretty locked in. I think he's pretty locked in. He's got to figure
out. This is ridiculous.
I may give him, grace to say if Steph leaves, you can figure out something there. Because, I mean, I was younger than 13, but I was a Bulls fan.
So in 6 years, I love Mike. He goes, Dad, I hate Jerry Jones. I'm going to be a 49er fan. You're going to be like, no, it's too late, kid.
Well, he's already with the Niners.
Oh.
He's with the Niners. I got
Jazz
the football.
With the Cowboys. That's right. That's right.
She
that's
got
right.
The baseball.
That's right.
That's
at that right. point, that's too, right. I think you become a fan of the league or you just call it quits all complete. You can't pick a different team after that.
Now, being a fan of the league is terrific. I've been trying to tell Leezy, you don't need a team. Just be a fan of the league.
Now, you brought up a good point. If he were somewhere else and he wants to come over to my side,
mm-hmm.
That's the exception to the rule.
Oh, of course it is. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, right. If, say he was a Cowboys fan and he got to 18. He's like, I don't want to do this no more. Dad, can I be a Niners fan? Sure, man. Sure. Come on over. Come
so
right.
So we're putting these in the rules.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a rule.
That no matter the age, you can change as long as you're coming to.
It's got to be family. It's got to
be.
Yeah,
if it's family related, that's fine. Yeah.
You can switch up that way. But you can't just, I don't know. I don't know what you're doing, bro.
Where do we stand on the teams leaving? So if the team leaves, is that just, like, you got to be from there to switch teams? Like I said, I brought up, like, if the Miami Dolphins leave, I can't, oh, no, they're leaving Miami. That's so messed up. Who cares? I'm not from Miami.
Yeah, no,
I can't leave.
I think if you're not there, you got to stay.
Okay, I agree with that.
There, if you're there, you can find
a
new
but
team.
What if they become the.
Within a 30-mile radius, we'll call it there.
The Charlotte, like, Seals or something.
And I'm a Charlotte Seals fan. I'm a Charlotte Seals fan. Yes, I'm a Charlotte Seals fan. Yes,
Dan Marino heritage.
Yes, I'm a Charlotte Seals fan. It's no different than Seattle Supersonic fans who became Thunder fans.
That's Cole.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly Cole
because of that.
Shout out Cole. He's the example for right there.
So you got to stay with him.
All
right. There is another amendment to this. We're living it possibly. I'm a Giants fan. I'm Giants. I'm always going to be Giants. In the word of Monte Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
But if the A's are the Sacramento A's, or any version of Major it's League just, is Sacramento
apparently
something.
Apparently just the A's.
Right. That I'm rocking with them, too. I'm not leaving the Giants, but I'm rocking with them, too.
It's no different than your Knicks stuff and your Lakers stuff.
It'd be a little stronger than the Knicks.
Okay.
And then, wait, what the hell are you talking? Stop throwing that in there, Lakers stuff. No, the Lakers. Stop throwing that in there. What the hell's wrong with this
guy? Been waiting to talk Knicks.
The Spurs, the
A's. Jasmine a Lakers fan?
She don't have a baseball team. A basketball team.
Oh, okay.
She's indifferent.
Okay.
Yeah. She just actually watches
Very clearly not a Spurs fan.
No. Well, she just watches the Kings and complains about them. That's what she does.
Your whole family does that.
And if they do something good, she says it's about time. That's her fandom.
I think she said that about the trade a week ago, too.
Facts. Facts. The text thread is crazy. But, I got to rock with the Sacramento team. So if they come to the hometown, much like Spike Lee and the Brooklyn Nets, I got love for them. I'm still Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I'm Giants. I'm always going to be Giants.
Mm-hmm.
But
when they're playing each other.
It's Giants. It's Giants when they're playing each other. It's Giants.
No switching to rivals either.
So the Sacramento A's have a chance to get to the playoffs, but they have to win this series against the Giants.
Well, that wouldn't happen.
World Series. Yeah, what are you doing here?
Yeah, well,
it would be the Sacramento A's only because I saw.
So that's your favorite.
I saw the Giants win. Now, if the Giants had never won. That would be a conundrum.
You're being a little too wishy-washy for me right here, pal.
Well, it's a difficult situation.
You might be the first one to catch like a fine or from this fan book we've created. You might be the first. You created it.
How does the writer of the rule book get fined?
What should I say? I should say I'm just
Sacramento.
All A's?
Sacramento.
Yeah. I said yes.
You don't even like Sacramento.
I said yes.
You don't even live in Sacramento. You asked the question. Elk Grove.
What if they were the Sacramento?
What the hell do you live on?
What if we made them the Sacramento A's by way of New York? Would you like them more then? kind of like Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Well, no, I like them perfectly fine how they are.
Just trying, I'm just trying to figure out what works for you here.
If they played in the World Series, if Giants and A's played in the World Series, I'd root for the A's.
I think you're lying.
I would.
I don't think you can even keep a straight face when you say that.
I would. Now,
so let me ask another question. Let's try. Okay. A's, Giants, that scenario, World Series, but you know the A's are going to Las Vegas the next year.
I'd probably still go A's, man, because, you know, we party on J Street. We'd have a good time on J Street.
Okay.
On K Street. You know what I mean? Like, we'd have a good time. I don't know if we'd be allowed in DoCo because they'd be hating, but.
You can only wear one team's gear that week. Whose team are you wearing?
World Series, right?
Yes.
It's the A's. I want the A's to win.
Okay. You're an A's fan then. You're seven.
No, I'm not an A's.
Yes, you are. We just established that right now.
Right. And they're not even permanently here, so I can't be an A's fan. I'm an A's supporter right now.
The moment that's stamped, though, the moment it's signed and we've stolen the A's from Las Vegas, you're an A's fan.
Quick temperature check. Do we think that's going to happen?
I think they're going to be here at least a few years.
I think they're going to be here 5 years.
And I think the longer they're here, the better it is.
I'm going to say at least 5 years they'll be here. We're not far from opening day.
John Fisher put the team in the bag, bro.
I'm saying 5 years.
I think so, too. I got distracted by this email from the All-Star game people.
Yeah, they're hitting us up.
Raphael Sadiq, DJ Cassidy, E-40, Too Short, Sweetie, En Vogue, the league. Musical tributes to Bay Area at NBA All-Star game.
Hmm. Can't wait.
Yeah, okay.
Did you see shout out to our boy Oasis, shout out to our boy Nico. Yeah. You see who's going to be in the building at the club they're going to be at?
I didn't.
Jello.
Oh boy. All right.
Hey, that's going to go Jello. Crazy.
Jello pulling up.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.